Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parenting Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because, let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
Ada, can you say Rob Beckett...
Rob Beckett.
Can you say Josh
Widdicombe?
There
we go.
She sounded quite emotional at your name.
That is Ada. Hello from us, gent. Honestly, your pod has been life-saving the last 18 months. Our two-year-old Ada thinks so too. Would love to hear on the pod. Thanks for many a laugh and being the most relatable parenting role. Relatable is worrying, isn't it, Rob?
Likeable.
Relatable parenting role models ever.
Funny and sexy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be relatable, do I?
Josh, we're going to have to accept that we are relatable.
Are we relatable?
We're moaning about having kids. I mean, I don't want to use the word hack. I don't want to, I remember when we were two sexy young hotshot 5'7" guys back in the day, we would be talking about them old comics. They used to call us T-shirt and jean comedians.
And we'd go,
the old ones, miserable bald ones.
I was watching a rubbish old comic who I dislike on a personal level on YouTube the other day.
Because your mental health's great at the moment.
Just because that's how I relax. And they were doing some stuff about being a parent. I was thinking, this is hack rubbish. And then I thought, it would slip perfectly into my set.
Give the people what they want, Josh.
Oh, God.
I once did... This is well off topic, but we'll go back to parenting and that child's name in a sec.
Yeah.
I once did them Beat the Gong shows we used to do, where basically you get 5 minutes and people can boo you off or put the card up and you get gonged off. And sometimes the person in charge of the gong is normally sort of quite an angry, not as successful as they like comedian, I normally find, don't you?
Yeah.
And I was doing it once, very new, and he gonged me off unnecessarily. I was still going and the card hadn't gone up. And I remember walking off and my head just went, if I'm ever in a position to, I'm going to fucking end him.
Oh my God, Rob.
I know. And looking back, that's insane. But at the time, it meant everything, Josh.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
That's all I had. I wanted a 5-minute spot at that club in 9 months' time.
It meant the world.
It meant the world.
It was all you needed. Anyway, that's Ada.
Who
she's
was that?
Two.
Who was that? Ava and so. What's Ava?
Ada.
Where's she from?
Ada, sorry. No location, I'm afraid.
No information, just two. Ada.
Just two. And her family are Johnny, Sarah and Leo, 4. I haven't got much to say today, Rob. I'm hungover.
Yeah, you text me, said you was drunk at a Christmas market.
I was drunk at a Christmas market, Rob.
So is everything going all right in Cassadel Widdicombe?
What do you mean?
Like, you're going out to places, getting drunk at markets. Is it the kids all going well?
The kids were there.
I wasn't implying you're going for a divorce. No, I was implying that actually it's all running quite smoothly.
Have you got a problem? Because you're drinking Christmas markets.
No, but the fact that you reacted like that implies that you have.
Well, when I'm hungover, I'm very fragile emotionally. I am all over the shop.
Oh, yeah, I'm a bit like... I've been crying today. I went to the Nativity. We'll talk about it in a minute. And I've been so, I as an emotionally vulnerable as I get at the moment, I'm really open, Josh. And so are you. This could be a real revealing episode.
I didn't think I'd be that hungover. I probably had 2 mulled wines and 3 pints. And I feel fucking dreadful.
And what? So you had that? Did you have any dinner?
No.
That's quite a lot. 3 mulled wines.
2 mulled wines and 3
2
pints.
2 mulled wines, 3 pints. And you are a bit of a lightweight anyway,
yeah,
I find.
Yeah. No, you don't need to add that.
Okay,
we both
to bring that. Yeah, but it's just for people to get perspective on it.
Yeah, they know.
Because there might be some geezers listening. That
yeah,
just
there's no geezers listening, Rob. We're too relatable.
Really? I think there might be a couple of secret geezers that listen to it on the building site being secret. They just pretend they listen to loads of laddie ones.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, you look at this into Becca there. Yeah, Magic Spun though, talking about Lee Endry, like on holiday, shitting in a bucket. Yeah. Not like sensitive dad, two blokes crying stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's a Steve Claridge episode, actually. still out there, Magic Sponge, if you want to give that a listen and give Dave some money. I won't receive any of it. Got paid a fee. Worst decision I've ever made.
Got paid a fee.
Oh,
never do
terrible
a podcast where you get paid a fee. Much better to be reading out adverts for things you don't understand. Which we don't do on this podcast.
No, exactly, but I can imagine other people might. Anyway.
I've listened to Off Menu. They have never. Oh, come on. Come on, boys.
Well, it just matches their guests. Never heard of the product.
To the Louis Theroux episode where I slagged him off.
Did he, Acast? I think me, you, Gamble and Acast should meet up and have a fight. And I reckon it'll be a good match.
Win?
Do you know what?
They would.
I think they might be. Well, I don't know. Gamble and Acast are big. But he's like a Great Dane. He's got a long reach and he has got sickhead mode, Acaster. He can lose it.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen him lose it in front row, not physically, but he's got a little bit of anger. He's from Kettering, so he can have a bit, I reckon. Yeah. Ed Gamble, he's a big guy though, isn't he? He's like, what, 6 foot?
Yeah,
one.
He works out.
He works out now, does he? Yeah. And he's got diabetes, and I don't know what the rule is about beating someone up with diabetes. Is it like someone with glasses?
No, you're allowed to punch someone with diabetes. Yeah. As long as you don't attack them with a flump. Do you know what I mean? Like
while he's shooting up.
Yeah,
you call
exactly.
it shooting up or injecting. What's
injecting.
The word?
I've never seen him injecting. He normally just checks his blood sugar and it's always fine.
I've seen him do that. I think he's lying. It's always been fine.
Always
if anyone's
fun.
Seen Ed Gamble check his blood sugar levels and they've been different, let us know. We do the salty, non-salty, sugary, non-sugary. Let us know if you've seen a non-sugary Gamble. I think it will be an even fight. I think what it may end up in is me having to fight Acaster and Gamble.
Yeah, I don't think I'm the strong link in our team.
No, but I'm from South East London. I can't lose a fight to James Acaster or Gamble. I'd never be able to show my face. They'll have to kill me. They'll have to nail me to the floor. With diabetes syringes. Boom, boom, boom. He's down. Anyway, sorry. What was we talking about?
So I went to the Christmas market.
Yes, you got a bit drunk. Jesus Christ.
What is wrong with me?
Okay, so you got a bit drunk at the Christmas market.
Yeah, it was very nice. Took the kids. My daughter met up with her friends. She's got some friends. She's got one of them still at the nursery with her. And then there's two of them are still at nursery. And then two others that are in the gang.
They've gone to school. They're not in a gang. They're not E9 crew. They're not ghetto boys or anything.
No, they're not the E9 crew. But anyway, they all met up and it was very nice. And they basically just hugged each other for about 45 minutes and were really excited. And then we had a couple of drinks and then we went home. And then I went to bed at 10 p.m, Rob.
Oh.
I'd had 2 pints of water and I still feel like a piece of shit. And then,
What time did I get up?
I got up at 5:10.
Okay, so that's the new waking up time now from 4:30.
Well, he'd already fed by that point with Rose, so he was.
So he's still getting up at 4:30.
Well, it's very erratic. It's all over the shop at the moment.
Mm.
Anyway, so I got up.
So when you say erratic, what you mean is when you take him out for the day and put him to bed late. He wakes up about 5 minutes later, but if you go to bed normally, he still wakes up at 4:30 for a thing.
No, I'll be honest with you. I've never known someone who's...
It's all right. My phone's gone off.
Are you answering it?
No. I turned it off.
All right. His daytime has...
I put it on mute. Sorry, this is not really flowing. I mean, we actually interrupt the podcast more than the noise this.
Yeah, exactly. We could have just rolled over that, but bloody hell. Anyway, I've never known someone whose daytime has less...
I'm sorry, mate, there's just someone at the... No, I'm joking. So you've never known someone...
whose daytime has less effect on the night. Like, it couldn't... It makes no difference what happens.
No. I think... You don't mean to ring Mum again, do you?
No, I'd rather not.
Okay,
I'd rather you didn't.
You don't need some more home truths coming at you early doors.
Do you know what? I'm enjoying these mornings.
What, the 5:10s?
He's very chilled out. So I go
Can
in.
Can you put him down now?
I go in at 5:10, turn on the light. He's happy with the light for 20 minutes without me doing anything. So I basically sit on my phone for 20 minutes and look on my phone.
Okay, so he's been fed, been put back in his cot, he's awake. Yeah. So well, why do you have to sit? Why can't you just lay in bed and sleep while he's lying there and wait till he cries?
Because he's crying out for someone to come in, but turning on the light is enough.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, and then you just sit there while he just rolls about. Yeah,
he's got a nice armchair in his room. So I sit there.
He sleeps on that? Oh, no, you're... Sorry.
Maybe that's the problem. He's like Fraser's dad. But,
Me and Rose are in the front room in a bed, like the grandparents on Willy Wonka.
So then we get up about 5:30, go downstairs, put him in his high chair. He just plays with the toys that I put on his high chair. Yeah. I put on a podcast, have a cup of tea, interact with him. It's genuinely, the apart from the time...
Interact with him.
Lovely.
You said that like a robot boy who's trying to learn how to be human. Interact with him.
Yeah, it's a parenting tip I got of Jimmy Carr.
Russell Crane's still working on it.
Interact with him. Do my allotted interactions. But it's great. I just sit there, have a cup of tea. He's really happy. Apart from the fact no one else is up. Once you get past the 6 a.m. point, other people are awake, so you can WhatsApp them.
Yeah, exactly. I think if you've got kids, if the household wakes up at 6 a.m, it ain't the end of the world, especially when they get older and got to go to school.
Not at all.
But it's horrible, isn't it,
waking
up at 6 a.m.
I'm in a very good place with it at the moment.
So
good place.
So horrible.
Well, I go back to bed as well, Rob, and I enjoy going back to bed.
Yeah, well, when do you go back to bed?
I go back to bed at 6:30.
Oh, so you're not actually up that long?
No.
Okay, that makes sense. So then Rose gets up from 6:30. Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I just hate getting up early. If there was no one else in my life, I'd be up at 10 a.m. every day.
Yeah, it's panic inducing when I have something in the evening. When I have the last
2 a.m. bedtime, 10 a.m. wake up. That is perfect for me.
Is it? Is that what your natural body clock is?
That's what my natural body clock is. Yeah, 2 a.m. Oh God, I'd love that.
And what would you be doing between midnight and 2 a.m.?
Anything I want. Watching a bit of telly, documentary, probably playing computer games.
And is Lou in bed by that
Warzone.
Point in your dream scenario where you can sleep when you want? What's her natural
body clock?
I don't
know what she's doing in her house, in my dream scenario. of my house. No, not Lou doesn't have to be there, but we'll start, have a couple of glasses of wine, watch something together. She normally would, her natural body clock's probably a midnight-ish till 7 or 8.
Yeah.
That's her vibe, which I think is more normal, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, but I sleep that. I'll prefer that. But no, at the moment, the dog wakes up at 5:30. Lou goes down, sorts it out, tries to get him back in his crate, doesn't, cries. Wakes all the kids up. She's up
Who
with him
cries
some
the
6.
Dog or Lou?
Both. And just in each other's arms, so it's fine. It's sort of quite consoling. And then the kids
the
get
The dog
back.
Doesn't have arms, but we'll carry on.
Oh, they do. They have 4, don't they? What's an arm and what's a leg? If they're sat up, surely a leg's an arm, isn't it? If you walked around on all floors, if you walked around on all floors, yeah, rather than levitating.
1 to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC Injectable Gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's J-U-V-E-D. Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergic to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, so... what if we were single? What would your sort of dating
I wouldn't go online.
Be? I think I'd just...
I'd be too worried about people screen-grabbing it. Could you imagine if you became a meme? Your your My Single Friend became an ongoing meme around the world.
Well, the thing is, if that did happen, I wouldn't be able to move from this area because that's where my kids are, right? Mm. So I wouldn't want to date anyone around here because I went to school and grew up around here, so did Lou, or we know everyone, so it'd be awkward. Mm. So I think what I would do is I would Google other divorced celebrities and find one about my age and message and go, look, should we just, will this work?
Okay, I'm just Googling divorced celebrities
to see what the options
mid-30s are. Mid-30s. Okay, these are the people. Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. She went out. She's going to have a comedian with a big mouth. Maybe I could be her next one.
Who's the comedian?
That's a lot of hassle, though, isn't it?
Katie Holmes.
You don't have to deal with Cruise on the pickup, do you?
God.
Because you know it's like when if you get remarried, there's a lot of kids moving about here and there, and you all have to be there with the dad of your stepkids.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Angelina Jolie. I think it's come up
I
with.
Think it's
I should have put UK, really, shouldn't
I'd
I?
Say, I'd
I was,
say
I was
go
thinking
UK,
more
yeah.
like Gemma Collins, really.
Anyway, what are we talking, John?
Anyway.
Lou's going to love this episode.
You're still with her, Rob.
We're together. We love each other. We're just talking hypothetically.
Why is there an article on Cosmopolitan called The Biggest Celebrity Breakups of 2021 so far?
I don't know, but I'm into it. Who are they?
Camila Cabello.
Oh, yeah. I know her. She's in. She broke up with Shawn Mendes. She's in...
I don't know who any of these people are.
She's in Cinderella. She's actually a work colleague.
You could have met her on set. Well, no,
I did meet her on set. She gave me a number. Whenever you're in Miami, come and hang out. And I was like, as if I'm going to be in
you've
Miami.
You've got her number?
Yeah.
So the number one celebrity breakup of 2021. And you've got her number?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I do, yeah. What are you trying to suggest? That I text Camila Cabello and say, look, hypothetically, if I was... No, but she's too young. She's only about 22.
Yeah, that's the issue, Rob. That's the problem. That's why it wouldn't work. Okay. I don't know. This is awful. I don't know who any of these people are. I'm 400 years old.
Tell me the other celebs.
The number two split up. I've never heard of either of these.
Go on.
Chase Stokes and Madeline Klein.
I don't know. They sound like two solicitors. Like American hotshot lawyers in a John Grisham. I don't know who he is. No. He's in a Netflix thing. He's fit, though.
Kaya Gerber.
Who?
Gerber and Jacob Elordi. Why am I living on a different planet these days?
I don't know who they are. Who are they?
I thought it was going to be like Denise Ranouten. Like what?
No, she's happily married. She's on Gogglebox.
Oh, that's not the problem. I've never heard of any of these people. Zayn Malik, thank you, and Gigi Hadid.
Thank gosh,
right,
yeah.
Thank God for that.
Finally,
I'm not 700.
Malik.
No.
That's right. It. Well,
who the hell is Giovanni Pernice and Mara Higgins?
Oh, Mara Higgins, she was on Love Island, and Giovanni was
in Strictly. Oh, he's the bloke from Strictly.
Yeah, that's a good... You know that one.
Oh, right, yeah. Grimes and Elon Musk. Right, I understand that. Fine.
Grimes?
Yeah, you know Grimes.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought... Isn't there a rapper called Grimes?
Oh, God. We are 600 years old. Isn't there a rapper... I'm like, isn't there a rapper with that name? It's the worst... oldest thing anyone could ever say.
In my defence, there's Getz and there's Giggs, and I said it was Grimes, but Grimes is Elon Musk's wife. But then there's a rapper called Dave, so I don't know where I am.
I don't know. This is pathetic. We are two of the most pathetic men who've ever lived, and Ed Gamble and James Acaster could beat the shit out of us, let's be honest.
No way, I'd rather die.
Right, Rob.
Sorry, go on.
I went on a school tour today.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Were you thinking about reading resittings for the exam? I couldn't even say it.
I'm the one that's hungover.
Go on. Yeah, go on. Sorry. You went to... how was it? All right?
All right, yeah. I didn't feel I had enough questions to ask. So I started trying to really... I asked more questions than anyone else, though. I started to get a bit competitive.
Unnecessary questions?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, do the after-school clubs apply to the nursery? I wasn't even planning on spending my child in the nursery. No, so she's going into reception. I was just looking for questions.
So they said, oh, there's loads of after-school clubs, a reception class. And you said, does that apply to the nursery?
Yeah.
Why did you care?
Because I felt like I needed to ask something because no one was asking any questions and I felt awkward.
Yes, I find that. I don't know if it's because we're comedians, but I find if everyone's quiet when someone's asked, I always ask questions to make them feel like it's not going badly.
So she's used to children not answering questions. But part of me was going, she's dying on her arse here.
Is it weird I want to know the answer now?
There isn't after-school clubs for nursery, but they are considering bringing it in.
That's such a school.
There's been a lot of interest.
Shut up, you nerd. It ain't happening. We've had your kids till three. Fucking have an afternoon off, is basically what they said.
There's been a lot of interest, they said, people asking, but I didn't want to say, well, I'm only asking because I felt I should ask a question. So please don't mark me down as interested.
Don't set it up on my behalf.
Yeah, please don't feel like that's the tipping point that means you need to start it.
But is this the one you're going to think you're going to go to? This is the one you moved to the area to get to, isn't it? Because it was to
be
like
a very
nice
local school, and we very much enjoyed the tour. It was very nice. I really enjoyed it. They've got chickens. No, I wasn't. I just ate a crumb, actually.
A crumb? How big was it?
I don't know why I did it. I didn't even know I was doing it.
Where was the crumb?
There's a plate where I had toast on it earlier during a last leg meeting. Yeah. There's a crumb, and I thought...
We get it, mate. You're on telly. Come on. You've got other stuff on. Don't rub it in my face.
Yeah, because you're not...
It's like Horn and Corden, this.
Yeah. I imagine James Corden's heard of all of those people, to be honest.
You've got to. That is a tough job, that, when they come on. Because, like, you know, the thing is, right, you've got to know everyone if you're the presenter of a late-night talk show in America, right? But it does get to the point where your brain cannot fit in old Chase and Stephanie, whoever they were.
Mate.
And all of a sudden, like, oh, my God, we got them. And he's got to, like, quickly Wikipedia and pretend to be excited.
It is.
Because it's like a 14-year-old's favourite person.
I can't imagine a job in our industry I would want less than hosting a chat show where you get people coming on and promoting stuff. Because... I just don't care.
Josh, we have pushed five different books.
Care about these people. And let's be honest, Rob, we're not pushing the fucking books. We're just talking to them about parenting and mentioning their book. But to sit there while some Hollywood person told me about their fucking film that I don't want to watch... I would go...
It's tough, isn't it?
I'm sorry, Ben Affleck. I couldn't give a shit, mate.
Oh, I like Ben Affleck.
No, I haven't got a problem with Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I know, but I would care about his film.
Oh, mate. I don't want to hear about his film. Tell me about your life. I don't want to hear your pre-prepared anecdote about what life on set was like. Graham Norton and Jonathan Ross are fucking magicians, mate. They are incredible.
It is tough. And Corden and Letterman, all them. Especially in America, it's every night.
Oh, fuck that.
Imagine sitting tonight, Josh, sit on your sofa at 11 p.m. and just imagine now there was 300 people in that room and Chase and Stephanie, whoever they are, have turned up and you've got to talk to them. Imagine the depth you'd have to go for that energy.
Right, first things first, I don't know who you are. Who are you? That's my first question. Second question, do you support a football team? Because I'd be interested to talk to you about that.
Oh, dear. Anyway, well, I don't think we need to worry that much about an American talk show at this stage.
It's not an issue in my career.
So, I don't think we're going to
For clarity, I haven't turned one down. Anyway, right, so I went on
the
school
door's still open, essentially.
The door is still open.
Do you know what I'd love? You end up doing a talk show one day, a chat show, and they play this back to you.
Yeah, well, to be honest, mate, it'd be the most entertaining bit of the show for me because at least it would break it up from when I'm having to listen to... Winona Ryder, tell me about her new bloody Netflix series.
Can I make a public statement that I would love to host a chat show?
Of course,
and
you
very
would.
Much
You'd be much
myself.
Better at it than me because you're interested.
I am interested in people a bit more than you.
I'm interested in people, just not those people.
Okay.
If they allowed me to book it myself.
Oh, that's too much
effort.
I mean,
it would get no one to come. No one would watch it.
We got Blur's Roadie on next week.
Yeah. Who have you got? Snooker player Steve Davis.
Again.
Welcome to Burbank, California, Steve Davis.
Anyway, right, what are we talking about?
Why is Pat Sharp doing 4 weeks in a row?
He's got great energy, guys.
The crowd
always delivers.
Exactly.
Oh, right. What were we talking about? This is weird.
I did the school trip. Yeah, talked about me asking questions. I think it went well. I mean, you kind of... The question you want to ask is, could we, like... I know we've got to go through Hackney Council, but... You'll let me in, won't you? Come on, mate. Come on.
Yeah, but they can't just do a live acceptance.
No, of course they can't. They've got no power. They've got no power to let you in.
Imagine if they did and lined all the kids up and then read out they're allowed in or not.
Oh, my God.
That would be horrible.
It's like...
I'd watch it, though, if it weren't my kids.
Would you?
I would. Yeah, I'd watch it if it was just those horrible people. But if it was nice people, I'd feel sorry for them. But if it was those horrible people and horrible kids, I'd watch that as a show. Yeah. It's quite a hard show to get commissioned.
Yeah, it's the kind of show that you'd end up talking to, you know, Ryan Seagrave or whatever he's called, because he's hosting it on Netflix.
Seagrave.
I don't know what he's called. I was pretty impressed that I got him from anywhere.
I know. I can really hit a failure searching for an American TV host. Wait, can we stop talking about the TV show you're not going to host?
Okay, of course. Now,
go on. Tell me what you've been up to.
That's all I've got, really, Rob. All I've got is I'm hungover.
Yeah.
And I went on a school tour. Literally, I haven't done any. I've been working loads, so I haven't really done any other.
Parenting. I've had a very busy week, actually. Parenting, don't want to rub it in. But because it's been birthdays, isn't it? So we had birthdays. And we went, and I've got to talk about Lapland. I went to Lapland in Ascot, Josh. It's like an immersive theatrical experience of visiting Lapland and meeting Father Christmas.
Right.
And what I would say is, if you are listening to this with kids, maybe listen when they're not being able to hear it as a bit of, so I can talk properly about it from parent to parent.
Turn off now. If you don't want your kids to hear Rob
talking about his trip to visit Father Christmas.
Sexual experience that he had.
Oh, that beard tickled. but yeah, so here's a little warning. If you're listening, I'm not going to go into great detail, but stuff might slip out as I'm chatting. Anyway, we went to Ascot to do this thing, and it is the best thing I've ever done with my kids. Okay, I'm not getting paid to say this either. Whoa. It's an advert. We just paid ourselves to go, and it is pricey. But basically, it's in Ascot, and you're in there for about 4 hours, and it's like, you can pay in November, I think, midweek, it's like £59 per person. Yeah. But obviously that goes up. So we paid, because we went on a Saturday, the only day I could go, we ended up paying £135 per person. And I think it might even be a little bit higher than that, like Christmas Eve, obviously, because the closer you get to Christmas. So it's very expensive. I'm not trying to dispute that. But if you box clever, you can go November midweek for about £59, I think, per person. But I genuinely think it's worth the money for what you get. And you may disagree, but I thought it was amazing. Especially if you've got, what I would suggest is don't take any kids younger than three. 3 years and older is good because they can understand what's going on. You're wasting your money, if they're younger and free.
Do you know, that's what I thought. You know when Boris Johnson went to Peppa Pig World?
Yeah.
His kid's 18 months. What the fuck's that kid getting out of that?
Yeah, but he don't see him very often. He's probably panicked, isn't he? He's just gone to chuck him down Peppa Pig. I don't see him enough. Too busy at parties. Christmas parties getting
too busy
swam.
Getting on it downstairs.
In my own flat.
In my own flat. A party I didn't know about in my own flat.
I don't. Oh, sorry. Sorry, let's just get that out. Back to Christmas. So anyway, but what you're doing, if you've got a kid that hasn't started school yet, you could take a midweek, like the day they're not in nursery or if they're not in nursery. Yeah, anyway, so basically what you get, you sort of go in and basically everyone, there's those elves everywhere and they commit to the part like Disney. It's like properly admit to it. And I won't ruin it for you, but you go in, honestly, it felt like you was in a magical world. And so what you get for it, you go in and there's like a big performance between these two elves. They set this story up. You get sent a beautiful invitation from Father Christmas that you give the kids. You put the letter in the freezer so it's all cold, so it feels like it's come from the... And they're all with it. The kids are all fully with this. And then you get there and there's these elves and it's all so magical and it feels so real and they've got these little hand sign waves things. Anyway, and you go through it, but for that money, you get like an immersive theatrical experience the whole time. You go into one like toy making department thing and you make this toy and then you go into another room and you make gingerbread, which you can eat. And then they're singing and performances. And then you go into this big village area where there's ice skating that's free and, you know, can go in it for as long as you want. And there's all different shops where you can get food and drinks and stuff. And then you go through and then visit Father Christmas. And it was unbelievable. It was in there for about 10, 15 minutes. It was like it was like being in a room with Pacino.
Really?
And that's all I was saying, so we don't go too much detail. But yeah. I felt like I was just in the moment, proper. My kid, I've never seen my kids' faces do this. The way they were just like, it was like they were actually in the middle of like magic. Honestly, wow. And I sound like I'm being a bit sort of thinking, but honestly. I nearly cried about 5 times, and they were so, and it's so well done that when you're in this sort of forest thing, you can't, there's not even a gap in the trees at all. You are in Lapland as far as you're concerned and the kids are concerned, and they've got reindeer and they've got huskies, and you fill out a little form and he knows everything about the kids. And just before we went, Father Christmas said, also, when you leave your mince pies out for me, make sure you don't leave them downstairs, shut the gate so Freddy can't get them. And they were like, oh, he knows. Who's about Freddy? My dog.
Oh, the dog.
My fucking dog.
Oh,
Josh.
My word.
Also, the toy that they made earlier in the day, they secretly give you at the end, which you then put under the tree.
Oh,
so
mate.
Then it completes the full circle of magic.
Oh, okay. My word.
Right, so
Is there still gaps for this year?
I think so, yeah, probably. It's probably very expensive. It's cheaper if you book it, like, that goes on sale in, like, January. It sells out every year.
Oh my gosh.
We actually bumped into the couple that run it, and they are so lovely, and they're so into it, and it's such a passion project. They're not... You meet some people sometimes, you go, oh, yeah, you've got a good business, but they are just, it's all about the experience, and they were lovely. But like I say, I've paid all my way for this. I'm not saying this as a favour.
I promoted my local primary school, Rob. I thought they were very good.
Exactly. And they take photos, and you get about 5 or 6 different photos of them. The kids are in there 10, 15 minutes. So you're paying a lot, but I think what you get
for
it...
Was it magical, Rob?
Mate, honestly, the kids, we couldn't have had more fun. It was incredible. And, you know, you can spend, you know, sometimes 25 quid per person on Panto, another 10, 15 quid on visiting Father Christmas. Ice skating can sometimes come to about 40, 60 quid for a family.
We're going ice skating next week.
Exactly. So that's probably 40 quid at least, isn't it? Maybe more.
Well, no, I've agreed that I'm not going to do any ice skating.
Okay, well, 30 quid. But I did
delighted
ice skate with my
that.
Kids, actually. Oh, can I let you know what? But when I was there, there was a couple of famous people there, Josh. Amelia Fox, the actress from Silent Witness, was there. Anthony Joshua there ice skating. Russell Kane was there, not ice skating. So just let you know that you're going to be on the side of Russell Kane. I was ice skating. Anyway, but like I say, it's very pricey. But if you box clever and book in advance, you can get it cheaper. But I can. That was the best thing I've ever sent my kids to. Like you sometimes spend a tenner taking them to like a gingerbread making class that's Christmassy. All this is in one place. We were there for about 4 hours. You could have stayed longer if you wanted, but it was a proper full day out, and they absolutely loved it. So I would massively. It was honestly incredible. But I'd definitely look it up. I'd say for you though, you want to go this year because your boy is still can be carried around.
Yeah.
And he's not going to get in the way. I'd actually say you might be better off waiting for him to be 3 because it might be more of a pain in the ass taking him.
Yeah.
When he's about a year or 18 months just running around like a lunatic because I don't care where they are.
But
you know
the
what
great
I mean?
Thing about me going this year, Rob, is you've done so much promo for them that they'll probably give me mine free. So they should, if they want to get in touch, okay. That'd be ideal.
Well, no, I did. I paid for mine, which
yeah,
I was very happy
fine.
To. But
you're
I,
more
I always
than
think
welcome
it's
to,
fair.
Rob. But if they do want to get in touch...
Well, I always think it's fair
Rob's
to...
Rob's giving you a lot of free promo, so it's... if
I know, but honestly, I want... Because that's because I want listeners to go and enjoy it, and it was brilliant. Like, we do have an agreement on here. We do not flog anything that we don't sort of believe in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're not even getting paid for that. That's just me having a good time. But one thing I would like to bring up, if you're an adult at ice skating using a penguin, you are a fucking disgrace. Get off the ice and give a kid a penguin. As my 3-year-old is falling arse over tear, and there's some 35-year-old geezer with a penguin, I was like, you fucking moron, do one. And also, oh God, was in the bauble shop buying baubles for the tree. Someone instantly smashed theirs. I was like, oh God, they've had a nightmare. My kid, they both dropped theirs.
Oh.
So I bought 4, took 2 home. But they wouldn't even charge me for it. They wouldn't charge me for the drop one.
Oh, that's nice.
They said that's just part of being a child.
That is part of being a child. It also shows quite how cheap a bauble is at cost price.
Oh, I was salty. I was salty on this trip.
Oh, no.
To a 17-year-old child or person.
Yeah, they're children.
Basically, I'm on the ice, and it's so painful on your back being hunched over a penguin with your kid on the penguin, trying to help him with the penguin, right? My back was gone, and the ice skates were hurting my feet. It was, you know what it's like, ice skating is horrible, isn't it? It's painful, right? Kids love it. Anyway, I'm doing that, and I'm going around the ice, right? And as I'm going around the ice, I'm slipping and pushing my kid on a penguin. And someone off the ice says, excuse me, can you come here and I have a photo? And I shouted, are you fucking mental? I mean, I'm the one ice skating, and they want me to go over there.
Oh,
God. But yeah, you can't do that on the... Not on the ice.
No. No, you can't do that on the ice. You can't do that on the ice.
You can't do that on the ice.
How excited are your kids for Christmas, Rob?
Very, very excited. I mean, we've had one birthday, which is... I was under a bit of pressure, though, because I'm a classic dad with the recycling, and they're opening their birthday presents 7 a.m, and the bin man comes 7:20.
Oh.
So I've got a bag out for paper I've recycled. Yeah, just want to have another present because recycling is coming. If you want to just hurry up, please.
You don't want that hanging around for a week.
No, not with Christmas coming up. It never ends.
Oh, don't talk to me about recycling around Christmas, mate.
My bin situation's getting out of hand. We are considering we're considering a further bin.
What, a ninth?
But we don't need it all year. We need a ninth over the festive period.
Festive bin?
We need a festive bin.
You've already got 8 bins. and that's not enough.
I think Lou's got a problem.
So where are you going to get your new bin?
Well, should probably get it delivered, like everything else in our fucking house. The phone doesn't stop the doorbell thing. You know the doorbell thing where you see someone at your door? It doesn't stop all day. Just buzzing in strangers holding boxes.
Yeah, of course. Of course, Rob. Deliveries now, it's insane. It's absolutely incredible how much stuff can get bought and delivered.
I think going forward, they deal with the cardboard.
What do you mean? The guy that delivers it?
Yep.
What, so you unwrap it there and then?
And give it to him back. That's my plan for the future.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, is
it? And then they can recycle it properly. Because, you know, we get told off, it gets wet, there's no into storage.
Yeah.
Some people burn it. I know people burn it. You're not allowed to burn cardboard, but people burn it. Yeah. People just let it get wet and you can't recycle it when it's wet. Some stiff net told us that. I think you take it out, give it to them, see you later.
I think that's a great idea.
Do you agree?
I totally agree. I don't know if I totally trust Amazon to do the right thing.
What makes you say that?
There's something about their track record that worries me. But apart from that, you know.
They might do. I'll give Bezos a text.
Give Bezos a text.
Is he my celebrity divorcee phone book? Actually, I don't want to marry Jeff Bezos. I might marry his ex-wife. Half the money, but half the issues. Half the problem.
You don't want to have to go into space with your husband, do you, Rob? That's the last thing you bloody need.
Last thing you want. Right, should we do some Instagrams and then some small business shout-outs?
Yes. More tired than Josh.
I've got more tired than Josh.
Oh, yeah. Go on, hit me.
Hi, Rob and Josh. I listen to you from rural upstate New York, about 200 miles north of New York City, baby.
How many? 20?
200 miles. That's quite far.
That's not rural New York. 200 miles.
I live in rural North London in the Midlands. Just by Villa Park. Yeah, the Aston Villa. When my eldest was about 2 months old, I rocked him to sleep in my arms in his bedroom. I decided to clip his fingernails while he slept. First 4 fingers went fine. Also, sorry, I just had a text there. Oh, God. Fuck. Yes, you are going to deliver to my house. I get it. Sorry, it beeped into my ears. I'm getting trolled by delivery men. The first 4 fingers went fine, but I clipped his thumbnail too short. It instantly started bleeding and he woke up and had that silent wide-eyed look that comes just before a big scream. Oh, my God. I jumped out of the rocker. I didn't know where I planned to go. I just leapt. In that moment, I forgot my surroundings and managed to bolt my baby's head on the shelf that was beside me.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, God.
In reaction to hitting his head, I tried to sit back down, but misjudged and sat on the arm of the rocker instead of the seat. The rocker tipped over and we tumbled to the floor.
What is this? Frank Spencer, what's going on?
I stayed on the floor, both of us crying as my husband rushed upstairs.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. That's incredible.
The baby was fine. His thumb stopped bleeding quickly and he didn't even get a bruise from the shelf. I can laugh at it now, but in the moment, sleep-deprived and hormonal, I was sure I was the worst mom ever. Those days are rough. Those early days are rough, Shannon. They are rough. They are rough. See, that's the stage we're at now. We've got it quite easy. The kids go to school. My youngest isn't in school a week, but she starts all week from September. So we're over that horrible early start of it. But in the mornings, Josh, my house is just screaming. I feel like I'm moving into a new territory of parenting now, which is like children. We're no babies. There's no. I've got children.
And a dog.
And I don't know if it's girls and Lou, but all we do in the morning, it's just like a massive row. It's so dysfunctional. I don't know if it's normal or not. So, like, it's just screaming at each other. I don't want... And she's got my toy. I don't want to wear that.
Are you, like, or is it a triangular scream-a-thon with Lou or is it all four?
What I would say is I bring a little bit of composure to the party because the three of them can get to a quite a heated escalation of just arguing. I find I'm chilled and then I totally lose it where Lou will lose it. Not as bad as I'd totally lose it. But
constant,
like,
level of lose it.
Just a bit. Oh God, and I get that she's with them more as well and in the mornings and stuff. So that maybe that's what it is, of the familiarity and stuff. But they just bicker and then it'd be like, I'm not wearing them shoes. Go get them shoes. And then... I'm like, no, you go and get the shoes. And Lou goes and has got the shoes because she didn't hear me say that the kid had to get the shoes. And then when she brings back the shoes, she's like, see, I told you I was going to get my shoes. And it's all that. They're getting bright, they're getting cleverer, and that I'm not physically tired now. I'm moving into mentally tired. Yeah. And it's a different type. I'm getting enough. Before, I always used to think it was the sleep. But now it's the mental games.
Yeah, oh my
so
God.
So if anyone else has got kids that are at school going age, let me know. Are your mornings just a massive row? And then some days they're fine, but some days it's like Geordie Shore. Like, you know when they get in from a night out in Geordie Shore? That's what my mornings are like at the moment. So let me know. Hopefully I'm not the only one that's happening to. But yeah, let us know because it's carnage, Josh.
Oh, mate. I
actually think it would be quite nice just to be able to put a baby in a high chair, but which you'll rebuke and say you're a madman. But at this stage,
no,
actually feels like it'd be
easier.
I do
think I'm at quite an easy stage with him because he's not crawling yet.
Yes, and when they run about, that's
so
tough.
But he's not needing to be carried around. So you're at a stage where that 45 minutes to an hour I spend downstairs with him in the morning is actually pretty chilled out time.
Okay, that's good. But when they start walking,
I know
that's your death sentence, isn't it?
Oh, the worst bit of parenting for me, in terms of sheer boredom, is the stage where they drag stuff up and down stairs when they're about two and they've got like a pram or something, and they're just dragging it up and down some steps, and then they're going
they're safe
up,
on
and
the
they're going
steps,
down,
and they can play up,
and they're, and they're going up and down. You have to be there because you're worried about them falling, but it's the most boring game in the world to you. That's that's the most boring stage.
Because there's no danger anymore. You haven't got to be on
there's
it.
No,
you just got to pretend to care about this stupid buggy up and down the stairs.
Yeah,
bit.
I'd say they're great at this stage about now. And both my kids are at a great stage at the moment, and I'm trying to enjoy that.
Yeah, you should. Well, that's the thing as well, like, because I've had a really busy week. It's been stressful. But then today in the nativity, I was like, you had a stressful morning. You've got a stressful week. But in this moment now, you are having one of those magical memories of just, it's just you in a room watching your daughter or son in this nativity. Yeah. So just batten down
quite
the action.
Quite weird none of the other parents turned up. But...
No, but like, it's almost like you have to nuclear bunker your brain and go, we are now here, and this is my entire world is in here. Forget my, you know, everything else. It's just this. And then when I move out of here, I'll be somewhere else. But let's just enjoy this bit and not worry about the rest, which is what I've been trying to do as well, which I think is quite important, isn't it? Or otherwise, it's a constant roller coaster.
On Friday, why don't you tell me about the nativity?
Oh, yeah, I've not even told you about nativity properly, have I? Okay, well, let's do that. Let's do a small business shout-out.
Small business shout-outs.
Yes, here we go. What we got here? Hello, I heard you talking about real Christmas trees and them not being too environmentally friendly in a recent episode. And it made me think,
I should
write
my Christmas tree. I'll tell you that on Friday. Sorry, okay. Carry on.
You should write... so made me think I should write in for a small business shout-out. I work for a charity and we collect and recycle real Christmas trees in January.
Oh,
all the trees
good.
We collect are chipped and used in our local community and our donations made in return
good.
Raise money for our charity, the Kirkwood, a hospice in Kirklees. We use a website which is also a charity itself and works with the charities across the country who collect the Christmas trees. If you visit charitycharityxmas.com and type in your postcode, it will show you the charities collecting and recycling Christmas trees in your area. Good for the environment and your local community, Katie. Because this is the thing. Something like the council say, I'll take it to this local park. But you can't get your tree in your car with your kids and your dog and whatever. So if you go on the charitychristmastreecollection.com website, you literally just put it in and it helps all different local charities around the country. Brilliant, look. This collection is currently ongoing. 63 hospices are involved. There's been 5,400 Christmas trees collected and £92,000 raised. I assume that's over the last years, and then some people are getting rid of their tree already. Seems quite anti-Christmas.
Yeah, come on, guys. Let's enjoy
Christmas.
Oh,
that's a really good shout-out. So
that is good.
Try and raise some money.
And another good one, Rob. I recently started a charity called Magic Bricks with an X, B-R-I-X. Mm-hmm. www.magicbricks.org. We basically source pre-loved Lego and create our own mixed gift boxes, which we'll be distributing through a food bank this Christmas to help families in crisis in the UK.
Oh, that's good.
I know Rob is a huge Lego fan and just wanted to reach out to him and Josh and see if we get a mention on their podcast to help spread awareness, help us reach our goal of 100 boxes. All the best, Martin Sands. That is a brilliant charity. That's www.magicbricks.org. Also, we should say, Rob, do sign up to the mailing list, because we're just doing a couple of small warm-up shows for the big show at Hackney Empire. So they're in tiny rooms, though, so those tickets will go on sale through the mailing list. So sign up there if you want to get those last few tickets available for those warm-up shows. They'll be a bit shambolic, I'm sure, but, you know, it'll be a fun hour or two of your lives.
Yeah, just go to the Parent in Hell Instagram page, and in the bio is a link to the email mailing list.
Brilliant. See you on
Friday.
Cheers, guys.
See you on Friday. Bye.